chapter 2. But if anyone preaches Judaism to you, do not listen to him. For it is better to listen to Christianity preached by a man who is circumcised than to Judaism preached by a man who is not. But if either of such fail to speak about Jesus the Anointed One, they are for me tombstones and graves of corpses, inscribed merely with the names of men. Therefore, beware of evil artifices and traps of the chief of this age, else all of you will succumb to his wiles and grow languid in love. Instead, come together, all of you, with an undivided heart. But I give thanks to God that my conscience is clear, and that there is not one among you who can claim, privately or openly, that I have burdened anyone in any matter, great or small. But I also pray that nothing which I have said may be taken for a testimony against any to whom I have spoken. For although some sought to deceive me according to the flesh, instead the Spirit, which is from God, is not deceived. For it knows from where it comes and to where it goes, and it makes clear what is hidden. I cried out in your midst, and I spoke with a loud voice, the voice of God. Give heed to the overseer, the elders and ministers. When I said this, there were those who suspected that I knew beforehand about the division caused by some among you. But he is my testifier, for whom I am in chains, that I knew of this from no human flesh. But it was the Spirit which proclaimed these words. Apart from the overseer, let nothing be done. Guard your flesh as an inner sanctum of God. Love the unity. Avoid the divisions. Be imitators of Jesus the Anointed One, even as he is of his Father. Therefore, indeed, as for me, I played my part, like a man appointed to bring about unity. But wherever there is division or anger, God has no place. Therefore, the Lord forgives everyone who changes his mind, as long as his changed mind turns to union with God and to a congress of the overseer. I have faith in the favor of Jesus the Anointed One. He will break all your bonds. But I beseech you to do nothing out of partisanship. Instead, do everything in accordance with the Anointed One's doctrine. There are some whom I heard saying, unless I find it in the archives, I do not believe the good message. And when I said, it is written, they replied, that is what is in question. Now for me, Jesus the Anointed One is the archives. His cross and his death and his resurrection and the faith through him make up the untampered archives. Through him, with the help of your prayers, I desire to be made righteous. The priests were also good, but still better is the chief priest to whom the Holy of the Holies was committed, to whom alone the secret things of God were committed. He is the door of the Father, through which Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets, and the envoys, and the assembly all enter. All these enter into the unity of God. But what distinguishes the good message is that it contains the coming of the Savior, our Lord Jesus the Anointed One, His suffering, and the resurrection. For the beloved prophets announced Him. But the good message is the perfection of immortality. Taken together, all these things are good, as long as all of you put your faith in love. A message has reached me that, on account of your prayer and the sympathy you showed in the Anointed One Jesus, the Assembly of Antiochia in Syria is enjoying peace. I feel that you ought, as an assembly of God, to appoint a minister to go there as an elder of God, in order to glorify the name and to congratulate them when they gather together. Blessed in Jesus the Anointed One is the man who is to be found worthy of this ministry, and all of you who send him will be glorified. But you can do this for the name of God, if only you are willing to. And in the same way as the assemblies which are near neighbors sent overseers, but also elders and ministers. The minister Philon of Kilikia, a man of good name who is now serving me in the account of God, in Reos Agathopus, an elect man of Syria, who gave up his present life to follow me. These men also testify in your behalf. I give thanks to God that all of you have received them, even as the Lord has received you. But may the favor of Jesus the Anointed One forgive those who treated them with dishonor. The love of the brothers in Troas salutes you. I am also writing here by the hand of Buros, who was sent by the Ephesians and Smyrnians to accompany me as an account of honor. The Lord Jesus the Anointed One will reward those who hope in Him in flesh, soul, spirit, faith, love, and harmony. Farewell in the Anointed One Jesus, our common hope.